We got a letter from, actually a DM from an AML who needs your help. The DM says, hey, Jared and Katie in the morning, I need your help. My girlfriend just moved in with me, and the transition is going a lot rougher than we thought. We get along fine when it comes to the apartment, but she is demanding, and he writes it in all caps, demanding that I buy a new mattress because she can't sleep on the bed knowing what would have happened on it with my exes.
Mm.
You got to be kidding me. Mattresses are expensive. I already got rid of a few things in my place that she hated. She also got rid of a few things that he hated. So I feel like if I don't put my foot down now, she's going to really clean house. His question is this. Do women really expect a new mattress when they begin living with a new guy? Thank you.
Not only do women, I would expect it.
What?
I don't like the thought of someone.
No.
That was before you, though.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But,
and then knowing that you're laying in the bed with somebody that and they've done all sorts of filthy things before you in that bed and who knows what. I mean, depending, like when I got married. First time.
Yes.
You know, obviously I waited till I got married, but so that was not an issue.
It was a fresh and clean.
But you know, if it's somebody else and it's like they have everyone has a past,
mm-hmm.
I don't fault you for your past, but I don't want to be reminded that whoever was in that bed with you, no thanks.
So you don't have the mental capacity to block it out?
No, I don't.
Huh. That's so weird because I'm 100% on Jared's side in this too.
Wow. 100%.
Yeah. When my wife and I got together, she had recently gotten a new mattress. Otherwise, we'd have had a conversation before it was what we slept on when we moved in together.
Yeah.
Wow. I can see if the mattress was not comfortable because it was old, but if it was, especially if it's a newer mattress, just because things happened on it before
Jason,
you.
Let's say, because I'm assuming, I shouldn't assume. But I'm assuming maybe you bought a mattress, you moved here, you were new here. Mm-hmm. Let's say you moved in with Carol.
Yeah.
And you knew she had been, I don't know, with three or four guys or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, that's fine.
If it's a newer mattress.
Not even newer. It's just like her mattress she's had for years and she's been with multiple men on that mattress. You wouldn't be like, hey, let's chip in, let's get a new mattress.
Hopefully it's older than a week.
Yeah.
She's been with three dudes.
Then you have another problem.
Yeah. We got this last week. It's seen five different dudes. Yeah.
Well, I think that, for me, it has nothing to do with the past history of sexy time on a mattress of it, because that's not happening right now. I have more of a problem of if it's a decent mattress, I am not going to waste money to buy a new mattress because something that happened in the past. I mean, it's almost like when you go into a hotel room, you know, in that hotel room, in that bed, other people probably did the do before you.
That's a terrible analogy.
It's a horrible analogy.
Because, a hotel is you're not living there.
Yeah. And it's strangers.
It's strange. Now, if it was Carol had been in that, your wife Carol had been in that hotel room with somebody else, I think you'd ask for a different hotel room.
Oh, this was my go-to hotel room with with my dudes.
I love
this
mattress.
No, that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
No, it does not.
Interesting.
What about you, Katie?
The moving in is the game changer for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're just dating somebody, let's say you're serious, you know, and you're not living together yet. No. My mattress is my mattress that's staying. The moment that you choose to cohabitate, that is when I think you start anew.
Right.
And I would also say, you know what? If we, well, hopefully we can chip in and we both pay for it. You know what I mean?
That's the issue I have with the email, because he's making it sound like she's demanding he pay for it.
No, I think you both need to be paying for it. Right, both need to share it because you both, it's just a new start. So I agree.
When I got remarried to Kelly, who I'm not with anymore, that was a topic of conversation, and I was a virgin, and I was with Heather, and that was the one, you know, but it was also we're in the house that me and Heather, I mean, so I understood it, like, you know, you can't just buy a new house, you can't just do that, you know, it takes time to prepare and all that stuff. But yeah, we got a new mattress.
And I can understand, like, even the bedroom furniture that maybe you had picked when it comes to a divorce, you picked out together or you inherited or it came, whatever.
Or sitting at the couch.
Get rid of it.
It's a little different to me than the mattress. But the mattress itself, to me, is that those people aren't there and something happened. Things happen with inanimate objects all the time that just aren't there anymore. It's not there because something happened there. It's not
but
there.
But it was. And then it's like the same idea is like, oh, you're still sleeping on your side. So now I'm just the new one who's coming in and sleeping on that side.
Yeah, you're the replacement. So like the new,
you know,
it's icky if you think about it.
I'm even for like moving the bed in a different place.
Yeah, get some feng shui.
Different feng shui.
Just change it up a little.
Squid, you're single.
Yeah. I would have never even thought about this had we not gotten this email and how we brought it up. But like if my partner, like my girlfriend would have asked me to do it, I don't have a girlfriend just theoretically.
But he's looking.
Yeah. but like I would do it because I would understand it. But like I really don't think it's that deep at all. Like I wouldn't even, I mean, like it's like where do you stop? Like should I replace all the seats in my Pontiac now? Because
you probably should.
That's or it's like, oh, like I saw you. Oh, you wore that dress with an Instagram picture with him. Don't wear that dress around me anymore. It's like it's just the past. The past. And I mean, unless there's like a big stain on the damn mattress, then like yeah. But if not, like as long as we're washing the sheets, like
what is the same sheets?
Same sheets.
Would you be? I mean. You got to think about
that. Same comforter, same pillows, same pillowcases.
Some dirty dude named Trevor was all up on.
I mean, as long as it's washed, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't bother me like
that. Flip the mattress over.
Yeah, that's it.
But if it's a pillow top.
Then you're screwed.
But you would be willing to do it for if you moved in or were married to somebody if they asked.
Yes, if they asked, I would be willing to. Yeah.
Okay. That's nice of you.
And there's no wrong answer, by the way.
No,
I mean, these are how people are feeling about it.
Randy, what do you think if you moved in with somebody or married somebody and they said, hey, can you replace this mattress because you've been with other people on it? Is that a fair request?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, if you think about it, a mattress, they conform to the person's movements over time. And I would not want to lay in a spot that was meant for somebody else to lay on. And then the bacteria, the dust mites, the love juices, I don't care. That's exactly what they are.
And gross.
It's nasty. And, I mean, if that's the bare minimum, like, that's not a big request, honestly. It could be worse.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think when you start a new relationship, the energy should be cleansed from your previous relationship anyway. So.
You gotta sage that bitch.
Yeah, and if a man wants to, he would.
Yep.
So... just saying, you know, respectfully, I think, you know, it's not that big of a request from her. If that's the least of his problems, then he's got a good one. So, yeah.
It's expensive. Like, yeah.
Well, I don't think it has to be expensive, especially this day and age. Well, but, you know, it's not like it's going to be the mattress for the rest of your life.
Well, lots of people, when they get into new relationships, sometimes if someone had lived there before, their goal is to get a house that is theirs.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge expense. Now you have to do that. But I mean, I do agree with Squid. There has to be some sort of boundary setting where it's just not like, oh, did you go to Wendy's with her? Like, you can't go anywhere. You know, it's like, did you go to Myrtle Beach with her? Like, okay, everyone goes to Myrtle
Beach.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can understand you want things that are special for you guys.
And that's one of the things that Jake, who wrote to us in the first place about this mattress. And if you're just joining us, by the way, Jake wrote to us and said that he's just moved in. His girlfriend has just moved into his house. And she is, in his words, demanding that he gets a new mattress because they're now living together and it's now her mattress and she doesn't want to think about the things that have happened on it before her. But one of his concerns is, where is the line? Like, if she's demanding this and I say, yes, let's get a mattress, where is the line?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think you have to say, yeah, this is a big one. This is a big topic, but I'm not going to throw away my favorite shirt.
Right, because, unless she bought it for you. What do you do then?
Then, in that case.
She was such a wonderful gift. No, because I remember being in a certain relationship and, like, finding, like, watches, like, in the closet. I'm like, where's this watch? Oh, my ex-boyfriend got this for me. There was a ring in there. I'm like, why do you got all this stuff? Women sometimes don't throw stuff away.
Women sometimes don't.
Cell phones, like, old stuff. It was weird. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of you that want to give your opinion, do you think you should get a new mattress? There's an AML saying that, he just moved in with his girlfriend right away. He's like, I'm not staying here until that mattress is gone. And he's saying, is that reasonable request to ask for a new mattress once you either get married and move in together or just move in together? Your thoughts next.